According to a recently released report prepared by an LGBT advocacy group and endorsed by major aging groups, including the AARP and the American Society on Aging, gay senior citizens face a multitude of social and financial problems. However, the group, Services and Advocacy for Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual and Transgender Elders, or SAGE, says the greatest hurdle may be the inequity of social security. Marriage is an economic institution, as well as a religious one, and thanks to the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, regardless of their payments into the social security system, LGBT seniors in long-standing relationships, even those including those legally married in this state, including those in California, cannot receive any of the survivor benefits to which their heterosexual peers are automatically entitled. The LA Gay and Lesbian Center and the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force are staging a march and rally dubbed Rock for Equality to call attention to this economic discrimination. The bi-coastal event will be held in Los Angeles this Sunday and in Washington, D.C. on April 18th. Joining us in studio is one of the senior advocates of the event, Alice Herman, age 74, who last year lost her partner of 45 years, as well as most of the income that they shared. And also with me in studio is guest co-host and co-producer for this story, Steve Pride of IMRU, and also Uprising intern. Welcome to Uprising, Alice and Steve.
Thank you, Sonali.
Nice to meet you.
Alice, I'd like to start with you. Explain how you lost out on Social Security benefits after your partner passed away.
Well, my Sylvia died. That just happens every time, I guess, when I start talking, I start to cry. So forgive me.
It's okay.
Just a deep breath, please.
Sure.
My Sylvia died a year ago on March 21st, and we had been together for 45 years. When she died, just about all of our money was gone because she'd been sick and been in the hospital almost a year and a half, and before that had been ill. And over the years, she earned more than I did. She paid more into Social Security than I did. And as we grew older, we lived on the combined Social Security income. We did not live high, but we survived and we did well. When we worked, we made a lot of money. She in particular made a lot of money. So her Social Security was more than mine. After she died, I was not entitled to one dime of the money she put in.
Whereas if you had been a heterosexual
straight couple. A straight heterosexual couple who had been married maybe 5 months would have been entitled to receive the Social Security benefit. I was not. Because I was not, I could not pay my rent. I immediately had to find a place to live that would be affordable on my Social Security, as I say, which was less than Sylvia's. And only thanks to the Gay and Lesbian Elder Housing am I not living in the street today, because that's basically where it was. I had enough money for 2 months' rent. I had, thank you God, friends who came to my rescue and helped pay for my moving. They also helped me pack for my moving. I could not afford anything. I had no money. And I guess maybe what blew me away more than anything, which seems like a little thing compared to getting her Social Security every month, was the $200 death benefit that everybody gets. I didn't get. It was like we didn't exist. And we were domestic partners here in California. If we had paid taxes, we'd have had to file jointly.
In the state.
In the state.
But not
right? But the federal government. The federal government says, we don't exist. 45 years of loving, 45 years of building a life together. And as far as the federal government is concerned, by whatever definition of marriage they use, which I cannot imagine what it is, it doesn't include us. And that has to be changed. There are too many people like Sylvia and me.
In fact, as I understand it, there are an estimated 2 to 3 million LGBT seniors in the country. Steve, what are some of the other ways in which elder LGBT community members are discriminated against economically?
Well, something we're seeing more and more of in our community is children. More and more of my friends are having kids, and they're going to be reaching retirement age soon and have run into the same problem that when the biological parent of a child expires, if you're not the biological child, if the other partner lives, you don't get any of the Social Security benefits that a normal kid would get. You're not a surviving child of that couple.
And tell us about Rock for Equality, this event that's taking place here in Los Angeles on Sunday. It's a bi-coastal event in Washington, D.C. There'll be a parallel event next week, and Alice is going to be attending along with many others. How important are events like this?
Amazingly important. I mean, I cover the gay and lesbian community for IMRU, and I had given some thought to senior issues, but I really didn't even think about the Social Security issues. It's just seniors are so invisible in society, and especially in gay society. So it's amazingly important to raise awareness.
So the event is happening on Sunday, April 11th. That's this Sunday. And it's going to be happening at 10 a.m. There'll be a sign-in and issuing of social security cards, in quotes, at 9:30 a.m. It's happening at the L.A. Gay and Lesbian Center at 1625 North Schrader Boulevard in Los Angeles. And there's going to be a kickoff rally at 10 o'clock and a one-mile march to the Social Security building beginning at 10:45. We will put all of the information on our website at kpfk.org/uprising later today.
I should point out that you don't have to march the mile. There will be some shuttles.
Mm-hmm. Now, Alice, you mentioned that you had to that you're in elder housing right now. What are some of the challenges that LGBT seniors face with respect to housing? I mean, being a senior citizen in the United States, whether you're straight or gay, is often a very difficult thing if you don't have family that's going to take care of you, or if your Social Security benefits aren't big enough to support you. And housing can always be also be a problem. But how is it worse for LGBT seniors?
I think it's worse for LGBT seniors simply because they're hiding. And when people are hiding, they don't go out to get the benefits that are due them.
And why are they
hiding? That might even be there. It might even be accessible to them, but they won't go out because they do not want to own the fact that they're gay. Being in the closet is a very lonely, seclusive place to be. Sylvia and I were never in the closet, so why don't deal with that? I do believe that the gay and lesbian elder housing where I am, they are supportive. They have social services that are right there. It would be sort of like a straight community where they bring in social services to help people out. They have activities for us. I mean, gay seniors, we need activities just like straight seniors. We like to be artistic, and we like to listen to music, and we like to go on outings. We like to go to museums. And all of these services are provided for us at the elder housing.
But
I want to point out that even if you've been out your entire life, very often gay seniors are forced back into the closet when they go into assisted living facilities and retirement places.
Why?
Because very often they're church run. Very often they're not open to that sort of thing. Just because it's just finally coming out. A generation is finally reaching that age that the problem hasn't been there before.
Now, in terms of what can be done about things like equality with straight people on Social Security benefits, what are some of the avenues for change? I mean, obviously, there's the state-by-state struggle for marriage rights, but that doesn't address federal issues like Social Security. So there's the Defense of Marriage Act. But then what about, and I understand there's a big movement to try to overturn that. But what about changing the law on Social Security benefits and changing, some of these laws on federal institutions like Social Security.
That has to happen. I mean, Alice and Sylvia paid into the system for, what, 40, 50 years?
Yes. And I started working when I was 15. She started when she was 17. She died when she was going on 75.
And you made less, but you were a teacher. You were a social worker.
I was a teacher and a social worker. She worked her way up from hat check girl to chief financial officer in the garment industry. She was street smart, but she was very smart in many ways. And the fact is that everything that she paid in is gone with the wind to some benefit, probably to give a tax break to some corporation somewhere. I really don't know. All I know is that unless the law is changed, unless the defense of marriage law is repealed, they talk about repealing the Health Act. I say repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. That would be a very good start for equality in this country. That would take care of the Social Security law, because the Defense of Marriage Act says no federal funds can go to a homosexual.
And we have a number states where marriage is legal, and we still have the dumb on the books.
This is a law that's based on fear, and we are a country that says we are freedom from fear. But this is a law that says, be afraid of these people. Is it any wonder that when someone gets older and vulnerable at the senior age, right, that they feel, oh, I better go back into a closet if I'm in some straight nursing home. What will these people think of me? Instead of being proud of who they are, because no doubt they've lived a good life, they should be able to walk in and say, if they're asked, because you don't walk in and say, hi, my name is Alice, I'm gay. But if somebody were to ask me, oh, yeah, I've had a relationship for 45 years with a woman who loved me, and I loved her. When they go to a retirement home, they should be able to say that too. But they're afraid. They're afraid. And that's wrong.
I'm speaking with Alice Herman, and with me is also Steve Pride. He's Uprising's intern and co-host on IMRU, heard here on KPFK on Mondays. Steve, this report that I'd mentioned, Services and Advocacy for Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Elders, or SAGE, which is the organization that prepared the report, do you think that that report is getting enough attention? I mean, the AARP certainly has endorsed it, but is this the kind of report that can help spur change?
I hope so. I think there's a lot of work to do to get the message out, but I hope so.
And where can, you know, aside from listening to IMRU and other programs like that, where can people become aware of these issues of discrimination? But also, what resources are there for LGBT seniors locally?
I would start, at least now, with the rockforequality.org website, because there's a lot of links to a lot of different organizations and services. The Gay and Lesbian Center here locally has a large senior program and a lot of senior services that are available.
That's rockforequality.org. And we'll also link to the report by SAGE from our website at kpfk.org/uprising later today. Finally, Alice, I want to turn to you. We've been talking about the issue of invisibility during this interview. What can listeners do to help LGBT seniors become more visible, and what can people do themselves to become more visible?
That's a very good question. Speak out would be one thing. Not be afraid to show your face. Stand beside the senior citizen. Because simply being a senior citizen is a vulnerability in itself. Health is failing in many ways. Family is gone. Friends have died. So there's a loneliness that goes along with being a senior citizen and a vulnerability in so many areas. And younger people could stand beside us and speak out with us. And for those seniors who have been in the closet most of their life, give them a voice. We need a voice, because I truly believe that if our voice was heard, people would hear us. We have to come out and and face the straight community and say, look at me. Look at me. Don't listen to just what you hear about me. Look at me. Know me. Because I really believe that when they know us, they will open their hearts and minds, because I've experienced that. Mm.
Well, Alice Herman, we're certainly very happy to have your voice heard here on Uprising. I want to thank you so much for joining us. And another way I suppose people could support LGBT seniors and the discrimination they face is to attend the Sunday event, April 11th at 10 a.m. at the LA Gay and Lesbian Center, 1625 North Schrader Boulevard. It's been organized by Rock for Equality, which is a national initiative to demand equal Social Security benefits for America's same-sex couples and to secure full recognition of same-sex couples. Alice, thanks so much. Steve Pride, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day, journalist Linda Ellerby once said, people are pretty much alike. It's only that our differences are more susceptible to definition than our similarities.